Hello and welcome to another MyTunes podcast right here at manxradio.com.
Mark Tiley, the nation's station, Manx Radio.
Last week's guest, Joel Neen, I'm going to introduce to this week's guest, because from a young 17-year-old sound engineer to one of the main men behind our foremost lighting, event, entertaining, sound services operations in the Isle of Man, couldn't be a better fit. Please welcome to MyTunes this week, Justin McMullen.
Good morning, Mark.
It's good to have you here.
It's a pleasure.
Following
being here.
On nicely. See, some people think this is thrown together. It's not.
Oh, some intro, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Put the money in the box on the way out. ELS, 15 years of it.
Yeah, 15
Where's that
years.
Gone?
Well, where has that gone? Blimey, it's flown by, hasn't it?
Ridiculous.
I've lost most of my hair in that time as well, but yeah, 15 years.
So tell me how it all started.
Well, back in the days of school, good old Ballycommune High School, myself and Ricky Rooney were part of the stage team and doing, you know, working on the school productions. So, yeah, both of us, lighting, sound, staging, brought up by the best, Paul Kane, Peter, and Janet Norris. Absolutely fantastic back in the day. Got loads of hands-on, loads of shows, you know, Blood Brothers, all the fashion shows and things that we did at Ballycommune. It was great, absolutely fantastic. And went from there into the Villa Marina. So I became a follow spot operator at the Villa Marina, then took over the lighting at the Villa Marina from rest his soul, Peter Reynolds, Potsy.
Yeah.
And Potsy was one of those people who, in my sort of time, absolutely brilliant. I mean, what a lovely, lovely person, you know. Gave me tons of opportunity down there. He's the sort of person that, hey, son, get yourself on that lighting desk and off you go. You know, instead of him, he could have done it. But no, he gave me an opportunity.
There's nothing beats that hand-on experience. Going back to Joel last week, he was doing something with Greenlight, and he was doing the sound on an event coming out of America. And the guys there said, well, just crack on.
Oh, yeah. Just yeah, they do. Well, they do the Trans Am, isn't it?
And he did the sound for one of the races.
Yeah, and you know, we were quite close with Dave and the team up there, and they did an amazing job. I mean, that is stunning. If no one is aware of what they do up there, that is absolutely something else. The fact that it comes across the Atlantic, they mix it, send it back again, it comes back again here, it's just unbelievable.
So your interest in sound basically grew at Ballycommune.
Yeah.
But instrument-wise, you do play a bit of pieces, don't you?
I used to play the B-flat bass tuba, funny enough.
Hey.
Did a bit of, a little bit on the double bass as well, on a cello at school. What else? I've had my hand on a fair few instruments over the years, but yeah, don't play anymore, unfortunately. Don't have the time. That's one of the things that I probably regret the most, is not... Piano and acoustic guitar were the two things I really wanted to get into. Didn't have enough time on the piano. I can still play little bits and bobs, but not a lot.
Yeah.
But the acoustic guitar, I just couldn't get my head around. Well, that's a real shame.
It's being so busy. That's what it is, because you are in demand. Tell me, when you started 15 years ago, you were mostly supplying goods and services to other organisers, but now you're organising more of your own events.
Absolutely, Mark. It's kind of gone full circle for us, because when we first started out, we were an event lighting supplier. So that's what we want. You know, our background was mainly lighting, more so than sound. And I'd say that all of the events we're doing, marquee events, weddings, it was all, you know, lighting, lighting, lighting. And then obviously the sound side of it grew. Now, we've gone that kind of full circle of waiting for people to ring us to put on an event, where now actually it's us putting the events on and using the equipment that we've got to entertain, you know, the Isle of Man public. And that's what it's all about for us now, yeah.
It's a lovely way to grow as well.
Yeah,
you get more control, don't you?
That's it, exactly. We can go out and do what we want. We're not waiting for we're not having a client specifying what they want as a look or how they want it to feel. It's us, you know, putting that on and creating that ambiance ourselves, you know, and that kind of spectacle of, you know, the big LED screens, the light show, the lasers and pyro or whatever else we want to do at this. Yeah, absolutely.
Love it to bits. Let's have the first track. We're going for Genesis.
We are.
And tell us about the relevance of this track.
Yeah, so this is a track that was played to me many moons ago at an event at the Villa Marina, funny enough. We're talking, you know, in my sort of probably early 20s. And we had a sound engineer over setting up for a band, and he was setting the system over. Now, they'd brought all their own sound with them, their own, you know, speakers and desks back in the days before the refurb, in any case. And he put this track on, and I kind of sat there and listened. I thought, that sounds absolutely fantastic. It really does sound good. And I just got chatting to him about it, and he said, oh yeah, he said, this is, you know, used throughout the industry to set sound systems up. He said, you know, one of the great tracks out there. It's full of everything that we need. Good, you know, good guitar, keyboard, vocals, everything. So that's my choice for this one.
And it is Genesis?
It is. It's Genesis, and it's called Way of the World.
Just disappear. Put a weapon in.
This week, my MyTunes guest has been all over this island with the most amazing sound, light and staging rigs because he is one of the founding fathers of ELS, Event Lighting Services, but so much more. Celebrating 15 years, Justin McMullen, thank you.
You're welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. And what a choice yesterday. Genesis, haven't heard that way of the world.
Great
for
track.
Ages. And as you say, when we were listening to it, it does, you can hear everything. So when you're setting up a sound system.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's perfect for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, events-wise, we mentioned yesterday that you have now moved into an arena where you can host your own events and control your own destiny. I mean, tonight you got Timmy Mallett.
We have. What a bizarre one as well.
I know. Where's he playing?
So he's actually up at the Ramsey Park Hotel.
Okay.
And we're doing an evening with.
Yeah.
So he's going to be interviewed by James Proudfoot. We're going to have him on stage. He's going to answer all the questions, you know, from the audience. There's a chance to meet him afterwards, etc. But it's all a bit bizarre. Can I tell you how this came about?
Yeah.
So we contacted his agent a couple of weeks ago to do a 40th birthday message for JP. And in any case,
which I saw on Facebook,
it was
very good,
brilliant, absolutely fantastic. So on the back of that, his agent just replied back and said, "Oh yeah, you know, he's always wanted to come to the Isle of Man, and he's thinking of coming over in March." And I said, "Well, we can help him out if he's coming. We'll jump on board. We'll help him. You know, get him to the island. And anything you need to know, you contact us." Next thing, a phone call. It's Timmy Mallett. And I'm sat there thinking, I'm sat here talking to Timmy Mallett. How random. Because when I was a kid, you know, whack a day.
Oh, yeah.
It was brilliant. You know, I couldn't wait to get up in the mornings for that on telly. So it was surreal to have him on the phone to me asking if, you know, he could come to the Isle of Man. Could we arrange some things? So suffice to say, it kind of escalated from there. We offered him an evening with because we're in a production company and he's jumped at the opportunity. So he's there tonight. He's actually cycling, as we speak, he's cycling the coastline up to Ramsey because the reason he's coming to the Isle of Man is to circumnavigate it as much as he can. So those of you who may see him on social channels or look at what he's done in the past, he circumnavigated the UK last year. And he records sections of it. So he'll have a GoPro with him and he'll go to sort of, you know, towns and villages, films it all, talks about the whole journey. It's fantastic. Really is.
Well, that'll be a grand evening this evening.
Yeah.
So it will.
Mallets.
I was going to say, he's got to be bringing his
mallets. Oh, he's bringing the mallets. Absolutely is, yeah.
Fantastic. So these sort of things, when you've just got one person to bring over, I know talking to the Villa Gaiety, like comedians and people and single characters, it's a very good way of keeping the budget in control because you haven't got to bring a load of musicians, extra gear. You get a human being, maybe somebody with him.
You're absolutely right. You know, you've hit the nail on the head there. When we brought Max Bresnahan over a couple of weeks ago to do the Elton John tribute up at Mountain View, Rocket Max, you know, prime example there, an individual on his own. We needed to source a piano for him on island, which we did. And that was it. And he was happy. So you're just bringing one person over, putting them up. And you're right. When you start getting into the realms of bringing bands over, there's a lot more logistics and costs involved. So, yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about venues and bits and pieces tomorrow because there's a bit of a crisis across. Not here. Well, not so much here, but I want to quiz you on this. I'm delighted. This gentleman has never been chosen by anyone on my tunes. And many moons ago, I used to play him all the time. Tell me why and what we're going to have from Aldi Meola.
Yeah, Aldi Meola. Well, wow, this was a track that a good friend of mine, no longer with us, sadly, and what a legend, Colin Hines, and plenty of people on the island know Colin and what he stood for. And a bigger character than you could ever possibly imagine, wasn't he? You know, an amazing, amazing guitar player. People who out there don't know Colin Hines, he session played with Toya, he was with China Crisis, he's played with so many bands over the years, you know, big, big acts out there. One of the kind of unsung heroes in the background, isn't he? We brought Colin and Sam Napier, young lad who played with him back, they brought them to the island in 2020, and we did an evening at St. Ninian's Church called Intimate Acoustic. And Colin played this track, and I'll never forget it because it, on the night, just even operating the lighting, I had goosebumps while he was sat there playing it. So this for me is a tribute to Colin for everything that he stood for, and it's Mediterranean Sundance. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. Event, lighting, services and lots more, celebrating 15 glorious years. And at the helm, Justin McMullen, who just happens to be my MyTunes guest this week. Justin, it's good having you here.
Thank you very much.
I want to talk today a little bit about venues. There's been quite a lot of angst over venues closing all over the UK, over England, Scotland and Wales, particularly the pub scene.
Yeah.
There's been, even down to the likes of Rod Stewart and Jules Holland, saying, we've got to stop this because where are the next generation of bands going to work?
Absolutely. This is grassroots stuff as well. Yeah. This is where bands cut their teeth and, you know, where they get seen, they get picked up by not just agents, but people out there who go, oh, they're great, we'll book them for a wedding, etc., etc., and then it kind of snowballs. And you're dead right that there's a huge, huge problem in the industry at the minute. And funny enough, and unknown that you were going to talk about this after our conversation yesterday, but we were only talking about this a week or so ago. I was at a trade show in London, some discussion around the cost of, you know, putting on productions, etc. And there seems to be this whole snowball effect going on at the moment with the industry, whereby the bands, obviously, things have gone up. So we all know that, you know, the basics are production's gone up in cost. Doing things outside of the UK is incredibly different to what it used to be, and it's very, very difficult.
And that's mostly down to Brexit.
It is, yeah. I mean, Brexit has brought about this, and people may not be aware of this, but it's called a carne. So a carne is where the touring bands, let's say, for argument's sake, you know, you want to go off to Germany. The minute you go over the sea or you take the equipment outside of the UK, every single item in that lorry has to be documented, serial numbered, and declared to customs, and that's what the carne is about. And I'm talking right down to the basics of, if you've got a tray of screws and bolts for putting the stage together, you've got to put how many bolts are in there, how many nuts are in there, how many washers are in there. It's absolutely insane, and this takes companies so much effort to do that the costs are spiraling out of control.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I was also looking at some reports on festivals having huge, huge problems because the major artist, the bigger the artist, would much rather be in control of a big gig for themselves rather than lump it all over to a festival where they, A, may only get an hour and the money... But it might not be so good.
My thoughts on this are there's a load of snobbery in our industry, and it comes down to the likes of the equipment. Okay, we get a rider through from a band. Okay, a rider, it will dictate what PA, what lighting rig they want, what equipment, what desk. Now, I get that, okay, because if they're bringing their own sound engineer, he's used to using a certain type of sound desk. That's absolutely fine. You can understand that. But when it comes down to a certain level of things like some stage monitors where they hear themselves, or, you know, the type of microphone, there is a snobbery that dictates that they want the best of everything. Now, when you've got bands who are not A-listers dictating that level, it puts the, you know, the cost of production through the roof. And this is what's happening in the industry across, because the as you say, the bigger acts, the A-list artists, want to have their own concert in the O2. They're in charge of their own destiny. That's it. But when you do what they call a festival package, you go on the stage and there's a lighting rig which everyone uses, apart from certain things that that artist may bring with them. Instead of just getting on with it and going, we're here to perform, let's make do with what we've got, they're not doing. And so for argument's sake, there was, I can't remember which festival it was recently, there was one where they had to build two additional stages alongside the main stage just to accommodate to artists because they wouldn't perform on the main stage because it wasn't rigged how they wanted it.
And the cost of that.
Oh, it's just insane. It's insane.
I think I'll stay my 5 pence on the Isle of Man. We're doing better than across, really, that most of our venues are holding out.
They are, yeah. The local pub scene is fantastic at the minute. The bands, I know, are getting, you know, they're getting play space, they're getting time. I think even the rates have gone up. I know I've been talking to a few of our friends and bands, and, you know, likes of the brewery, they're doing a great job of promoting local artists. So I know the Railway and various other pubs, and there are other, you know, Jacks do a great job. Quid's in, Andy, you know, look at this. You know, the music scene's really alive here.
So I think we've got a lot to be thankful for.
Yeah, we have, very much.
When we were going through the music earlier, Chris Jones, I thought, oh, I vaguely know it. Ah, blew me away. I'm doing so much busy priming my iTunes account.
Yeah, Chris Jones, wow. So again, another track I heard. Now, this was a track that was played to us by the company who we bought our PA, the main PA that we use all the time, KV2. We bought this, or we bought the KV2 system based on listening to this track and a couple of others. Now, this one stuck in my mind. I asked Tom from KV2 to play it over and over again just to hear it. It just sounded absolutely phenomenal. This is Chris Jones. It's called No Sanctuary Here. And fantastic. You'll hear the beginning of it. There's a section where the vocals come in, and it's very tribal, kind of, you know, Indian. Yeah, you've got it.
Caesar called for census. The boss wanna know what's going on. So Joseph and Mary hit the road, with Mary nigh on 9 months gone. And you know we're talking about a hell of a walk, and they had no place to stay. They tried the inns and the hotels. The message was plain as day. You're getting no refuge, no respite, and no sanctuary here. No refuge, no respite, and no sanctuary here. One had his Juanita and a baby boy they'd name Miguel. On the other side of the line it's heaven, on this side it's a living hell. So you do what it takes, pick up stakes and try to escape the drought. But when you get to the border of the INS, they got the welcome wagon out. You get no refuge, no respite, and no sanctuary here. No refuge, no respite, and no sanctuary here. Have-nots and no more snubbing in between. Religion they preach about loving your brother, but they run by the pole in green. Now there's a lot of folks are looking over the edge of that plate we've piled so high. When they all decide to come over the border, time to kiss it all goodbye. There'll be no refuge, no respite, and no sanctuary here. No refuge and no respite, and no sanctuary here. No refuge, no respite, and no sanctuary here. No refuge, no respite, and no sanctuary here. No sanctuary here. No sanctuary here.
What a week of tunage we have had. Never mind the lights and sound. I'm sorry you can't see all the lighting he brought with him, but it's looking great in here this week. Justin McMullen, one of the main movers and shakers from ELS. 15 glorious years. Many more to come. I say many more to come. The only way is up, Justin, isn't it?
Absolutely. The only way is up. Yeah. Well, I mean, you could go down, but it's not a good day if it's going down. Let's face it, that. So,
what are the plans?
Carry on as we are. Slight expansion, not just in my waistline. I've actually lost 3 stone.
I noticed. Well done.
Thank you, mate. There's a lot of new things coming out constantly. New sound desks, new lighting desks. And yeah, we want to, you know, be abreast of the of the rest of them out there. Let's you know, face it. It's nice to have the toys.
Well, I want to ask you a question, and I definitely don't want any names, but do you ever get asked to do quite large shows in some of the bigger houses and gardens that do exist privately across the Isle of Man?
Yes, is the answer.
Yeah.
Did one recently, actually, yeah.
Yeah, I just wondered, because I remember an interview, not with me, sadly, Elton John, was talking about what he used to call robbing a bank. It was when somebody said, would you come to my house and play my piano?
Yeah.
And he would do it for an outrageous fee.
Some. Yeah.
He'd just turn up at somebody's private house on one of these big country estates. I think he might even have done it here under the radar, but that's another story.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gives at least half of it or more to a designated charity.
Yeah.
And even Michael Jackson did it.
That's right, he did.
He used to pop up Sultan of Brunei.
Yeah.
Asked him to go over. He said, yeah, I'll come. Okay. I'll just watch.
Great
you
impression.
Do get some of those things, yeah?
Yeah, we do, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we don't talk about them because they're private clients of ours.
Absolutely.
But yeah, no, we do want to.
It's fascinating stuff. Let's talk about U2 UK.
Mm.
Very excited about them.
Yeah. So 13th of April, Mountain View. In the giant, what was the old film studio? It's a huge hangar. What a great space as well. It's a blank canvas for us. So we did the Elton John Rocket Max up there. Our first one to kind of launch it. And this is going to be equally stunning. Yeah, riding on the back of that, huge LED screens. They're bringing it's a full production. They are pretty much the best U2 tribute out there in the UK. I'm not going to say the world like other people claim, but they are very good. And they did the official U2 after party for U2 after one of their concerts. So they can't be bad if they're doing stuff like that. But
I love it when you get that sort of tick in the box. I mean, the rumours of Fleetwood Mac, when Mick Fleetwood comes on and says, hi, I'm sorry I can't be here, but these guys are great.
Yeah.
That's an endorsement.
I'll tell you
it?
What, they are great. They've been here a few times, haven't they? But yeah,
blew me away, actually.
Yeah. They are very, very good. Top of the game. Yeah, U2 UK, 13th of April. That's going to be a stunning event.
Looking forward to that already. And then later on in the year?
So a couple of other things in the pipeline. Can't say what they are because obviously we'll give it away. we have two other big artists on the cards, which we're working on at the minute. We'll work our way up. There's been some criticism. I've seen stuff online, it's tribute act after tribute act after tribute act. That's all well and good. But, if people want to dig deep in their pockets and pay 80 plus, pound a ticket, which they won't do over here. And that's the reality. It's all right saying, why don't you bring the big names over? You're going to end up paying £150 a ticket because the production costs and getting them here are ridiculous. So until we can nail that bit, and people realise, and we need to just stick with the tributes for the time being. Let's build it up slowly, and then we'll see where it goes from there.
And they are a great, great night out.
Absolutely, yeah.
A great night. Yeah. I mean, I don't mind paying quite a lot of money for an act I really want to see here, because I don't have to fly off island and maybe not even get the flight. I don't have to book a hotel room in Manchester or
Liverpool
or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about missing 3 or 4 days off work because the flight coming back is cancelled.
Yeah.
I can go down to somewhere, watch them and come home.
Well, that's it. And again, what we're trying to bring to the party, Mark, is this the production value. So for the likes of yourselves, who don't want to necessarily go away and watch and they're quite happy to see it here, let's give you all the bells and whistles there.
Yeah.
Because, let's face it, you go to the Manchester Arena or, the Liverpool Echo, or what it was called, the Echo. You go in these places, you've got the big screens, you've got live cameras on, they've got everything that goes. It's just fantastic. And there's very little space on this island to do the bigger stuff like that. Whereas we've found this, facility that we can do that. So blank canvas, we'll make it happen. We'll make it look amazing. You'll come along, have a great night. Everyone's happy.
It's been a great week, sir.
It has indeed.
Now,
thank you.
We have got something that took me by surprise, because I was expecting to go down the Chris Pearson
trance route.
Where I saw Above and Beyond, and I'm thinking, where are we going with this? But it's an acoustic-y thing.
It is. It's one of my favourite tracks, in fairness, Mark. And it's Above and Beyond. The track is called Blue Sky Action, taken from their Acoustic 2 album. And what an amazing track. It's full of feeling. It's very emotional for me. I don't really know what to say about why it evokes that kind of feeling for me, but just listen to it and you'll get it.
Well, what a week. Justin,
it's been fantastic. Thank you
so much. Congratulations on 15 years ELS. Here's to loads more great shows to come, and we'll catch up soon.
Thanks very much for having me, Mark. It's been a pleasure.
get tired of life. What a world I'm living in. Now I've got it all. I've had enough, I'm giving in. The sun is shining, melting the clouds away. Got me some blue sky. I'm breathing today. I know I'm burning. This is my final day. I'm gonna go out smiling, a king for a day. Toxic town, it really takes my breath away. It's either live or drown. I'm on a blue sky getaway. The sun clouds away, got me some blue sky action. I'm breathing today. I know I'm burning. This is my final day. I'm gonna go out smiling, a king for a day.
Beyond. Beautiful track. Thank you, Justin McMullen, for my tunes this week. And thanks to you for listening. I'm Mark Tiley. Get back here when you can for more podcasts and join me in the morning, 9:30 to 12, Monday to Friday, on Manx Radio.